Opening a new business and need business cards? Want to create flyers or posters for that special meeting? Going to an expo and need banners or promotional items? Minuteman Press in Largo is the answer for all your print needs. Located at 2475 East Bay Drive in Largo, Minuteman Press not only does excellent work, but they are also super fast and priced right. They can design anything you need and provide you with direct mail promotions, calendars, brochures, presentation folders, digital services, labels, and much more. You can contact Minuteman Press at 727-535-3800 or check them out at largo.minutemanpress.com. If you need any type of printing or promotional items, there is nobody better than Minuteman Press Largo. Call them today, 727-535-3800, or check them out at largo.minutemanpress.com.
Claus Show, and now here he is, the host with the most, Mr. Brian Cash Claus.
Good afternoon, Tampa Bay. How you doing today, Mr. Brian and Mr. Eric?
Great.
Very good. We got Eric from Minuteman Press.
Yes, we do.
We were supposed to do a nutrition show today. So I say to the nutrition, and maybe we didn't get back, so I'd like to apologize to her for not confirming it. But we had a big nutrition show set up today.
Matter of fact,
Anthony, you got your...
No, that was just taking blood. Just taking blood because of the health, because I lost 50 pounds, so I went finally to the doctors just to, you know, get some blood work done to see if my diabetes went away, and blood pressure's looking good, so I'm off one of my blood pressure pills now, and that's awesome. So, yeah, so I just got to get some more results back. Because today was more like getting the blood sucked out of you, you know what I mean?
That's a testimonial. See that?
Yeah.
See, most people that are on pills, if they just exercise, and I don't do what I'm saying, but if they ate right, which I don't do, but if you ate right and exercised, and
really, more eating.
You don't need medication.
No. No, that's true.
Not all the time.
I wasn't a believer in that, though. I thought, no, you know.
Well, a lot of times what we do to ourselves is we induce diabetes by gaining weight.
Yes.
Right.
I mean, some people have it from, you know, history and their families and things, but.
Yep.
Yeah, so that's cool. Gary, you there?
Yeah.
Well, very good. So how are things going with you, buddy?
Well, our district, which is Pinellas County, is number one in our council.
All right.
Wow.
Nice.
That's out of 11 districts.
There you go.
It almost sounded like bad.
Congratulations.
Yeah, when you're number one, you can't be better than number one. What I was going to say to you, dude, is like we have people that commit to making donations to him, like clients and stuff. So what I think he should do is immediately call right then and there while people are still... Like, you know, here at the show even. I asked everybody, would you donate money to Gary? And we had like eight people here.
Right.
And everybody said yes.
Everybody did because I know who was here. And I was trying to compile a little list, but I wasn't actually present for the conversation. So, I can get you some information for some of those people, though.
Yeah, especially the eye guy. He said he would like to make a big donation, and he put the word big in front of it.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So,
Mr. Big.
Yeah, matter of fact, I might try to get him on the phone today. So what I'm saying is, like, when we have our guest, Gary, I think you should call them immediately.
I will.
Right? So, anyhow, because what you do, what he does is, unbelievable.
It really is.
I mean, you can't. If everybody was think and thought like Gary, this would be a better world.
For sure.
Absolutely.
So anyhow, go ahead.
There's a lot of people out there, Brian, that do think like I do.
Right. But we got to tap into the resources because, unfortunately, it takes money to do these good causes.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
If you have a hungry child, you can't just get the food for free, right?
Yeah.
And if you want a child that doesn't have money to do camping, someone has to pay for the gear for him to go camping.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you want to mold the mind with the principles that the Boy Scouts live by of integrity, and integrity is when no one's watching, you do the right thing. Humility is that you don't think less of yourself, you just think of yourself less. And it's not humiliation. And these are the things about leadership, and all the things you do there should be commended. And I'm really honored, Gary, to have you part of our team.
Yes.
That's great, Brian. And I want to tell you one thing, which kind of illustrates it all. We had a troop where one of the guys, the troop leader, right, was a former police officer. And he wanted the kids to grow up and be leaders in the community.
Great.
So what he did was, is anytime a kid got into trouble and was assigned, you know, like a punishment or got rid of a privilege or something, he would do it with the kid. And one day, he told the kid to give him 10 push-ups, right? And then he gets down with the kid and does 10 himself. And the kid says, "What are you doing? You didn't get into trouble." He said, "No, that's what you call leadership."
That's good.
Getting in the trenches.
You know what the key to, and I don't do this myself, because I can be mean. Sometimes, like, if I don't get my way and all that, like a little baby, that's just who I am.
Yeah.
But unity is that our common welfare comes first. And success is defined by unity. Like, if you took 50 twigs, right, and you try to put all the 50 twigs together, you couldn't break it. But if you broke one twig at a time, you can, right? So unity equals strength, right? And anything in unity, when you care, and you don't got, is some way of getting the best out of everybody and not looking down on someone, right? Trying to get the best out of them. And God don't make junk, so everybody has a talent. My talent has to do with doing the radio show and doing sales. Tammy's talent, like, she's very bubbly and happy. And I can honestly say I've never met someone said they didn't like Tammy.
All right.
And then Eric, he has no qualities.
Oh, that's not true.
I'm a networker, remember?
Eric is a great networker, and he's a great person, and he really cares about our community.
I was waiting for it.
Yeah. And then what I'd like to do is, if someone can do this for me, let's tell some jokes today.
Okay.
I hope Matt calls in. Well, actually, we only have one line.
Yes, and actually, I was just speaking with Ineth, and so we have to do one caller at a time. So Carrie was supposed to call in when she called in as well, the jingle guy, but we can't do that today because we're still having our lightning problem.
I need to get in touch with Gary, too, because I've been selling a lot of jingles to people, like part of the deal. And I wanted to give you this good news, too. You know, you do it for the network, and I get that. But from a sales standpoint, you sell, someone has a problem. And what a good radio. Tom, is this right in a good radio commercial? What you have is the problem, right? Whatever the problem is. And then whatever your features or benefits are of what you sell, you propose those, and then the commercial ends with a happy client.
Awesome.
Isn't that how a radio commercial goes? Problem, right, problem, features and benefits,
yeah.
And then the happy client at the end, right? And this jingle guy, like, he's like an Emmy Award winning jingle guy.
Really?
Yes. He's done over 1,000 commercials. He won an Emmy. Yeah.
Okay.
So this is the guy that's going to be doing our radio commercials. And that's why I would love to have the second line. So
did he just move here or something? Or I just?
I'm not sure. I would like to. We interviewed him, but this is why. Would you interview him for me?
Is he here?
No. I actually, with the line, that's what I'm saying. Here's an example.
On the phone?
Someone can be nice and incompetent.
Oh, very, very true.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I mean, just pure incompetence. And me too, though. I procrastinate myself. But I'd rather have someone that's kind and good over someone that's mean and good. I mean, kind and bad. I hate to say, I don't know if I'm making
sense. Nobody wants to be around nasty people.
No, you want to be uplifting people. That's what I was saying. So if our common welfare comes first, success has a better chance. If we think, I think of you and you think of me, right? Mm-hmm. And that's unity. Yeah, right. But there's only one ultimate authority that I need to focus on, which I can't say I always do, but I wish I did, is a loving God, right? Put God first. Thy will be done, not mine. Can I do that? And sometimes because of ego, and the acronym for ego is easing God out, for some reason for ego will stop me from doing that. Pride, right? Mm-hmm. Whereas I should give God credit, you know, and then be in the effort department, and let's just say some deal doesn't go through, be happy. And the reason you're happy is because you left the results to God.
Makes sense.
Very good. I have a few little corny jokes if you want to hear them.
Gary, you ready for some corny jokes, Gary?
Yeah, I got a whole page of them if you want them.
Yeah, okay, let Tammy do the jokes, and then you do a few jokes. And unfortunately, Gary, because we only have one line, we need to get Imus on the line, our advertiser.
Sure.
And I apologize.
What? I know. From one funny joke, maybe before.
Okay. And then Eric's got some jokes.
Just one. It's all right. Bad, though.
But just want to know, Gary, I mean from my heart, it's an honor to have you part of the team.
I appreciate that, Brian, a lot.
Okay. Anyhow, go ahead, guys. Joke time.
Okay, I'll go real quick. It's Corey. We'll see if anybody gets it, though. So, what kind of bees make milk?
Oh. I don't know.
Don't know? Boobies.
Oh, man. Yeah.
That's it.
Okay.
I got one.
All right. Go ahead, Gary.
Where can you find an ocean without any water?
An ocean without any water? I don't know.
No.
On a map.
That's a good one. Okay, what do dentists call their x-rays?
Ooh, x-rays. Don't got it. No clue.
Toothpicks.
Toothpicks.
Oh, man.
I would never get that one.
All right, speaking of oceans, what did one ocean say to the other?
Let's part ways. No, yes.
No.
Oh, you look like I got it.
Nothing. They just waved.
Oh, darn.
Okay.
Okay, why don't fish play basketball?
I don't know.
Basketball.
Because they're afraid of the net.
That was cute. That was very cute.
Interesting.
Why should you never trust stairs?
So you don't fall down?
They're always up to something.
Oh, God.
I know. Right?
When does a joke become a dad joke?
When it crosses the line.
When it becomes a parent.
Okay, here's one. Why did Abraham Lincoln get lost on his way to Pennsylvania?
Oh,
Pennsylvania.
I don't know.
For a jab?
Because he forgot his Gettysburg address.
Oh. That was actually a cute
that
one,
was
too.
A good one there.
That was cute. Why did the bullet end up losing his job?
Why did the bullet?
Because he got fired.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes, he got fired.
Nice. That's nice.
Very good, Gary. All right. How do you measure a snake?
By its length?
In inches, because they don't have feet.
Oh, boy. Good one.
Oh, God.
Right.
I know.
Are you crazy?
Okay, what do you call a boomerang that won't come back?
Lost.
I don't know.
A stick.
Yeah, very good. Tommy got good it. Okay, what does Makes a house sense. Wear?
What does a house wear? A roof.
A dress.
A dress. I have to think about that one.
All right. You have another one, Gare?
Oh.
Yeah, have you heard the rumor about butter?
Oh, nope.
Something
okay,
about...
Okay, never mind. I don't want to spread it.
All right. Oh, very cute.
I don't want to spread it.
Oh, all right. How does NASA organize a party?
NASA organize a party. They get astronauts together. I don't
they
know.
They plan it. All right. You have another one, Gare?
Yeah, sure. Hang on a minute. Why did the basketball coach go to the cup store?
Coach goes I don't know.
Store. To get a
I'm sorry,
ball?
It's baseball coach. Go to the cup store.
Oh.
Oh, I don't know. Go ahead.
To get his pitcher back.
Nice.
Cute.
I like it.
Cute. All right, let's see.
Back.
Oh, can't have
okay,
that
knock, knock.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Uh-oh, knock, knock, folks.
Cats.
Cats who?
No, they don't. Owls do.
Oh, man.
That was cute.
Oh.
Did you ever hear about the cheese factory that exploded in France?
No.
There was nothing left but debris.
Oh, God.
Alrighty, so that was our joke time. Thank
There's
you so much, Gary. Thank you
sure.
so much. And is there anything that you would like to let us know? What do you got going on right now?
Me?
Yes.
Well, we've got a whole stack of things going on, but the one that just happened on the 21st was we had the Eagle Scout announcements.
Oh.
And we had the first girl Eagle Scouts announced. And there was a bunch of them from all over the United States.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah,
that is
and that
very
just happened.
Cool.
That was on the 21st.
Oh, very cool. The first female.
Yeah. Wow.
Very cool.
And then this Sunday is the last Sunday in February of Scout Sunday. And they go to their sponsoring church organization, and a lot of them get an award. It's called a God and Country Award.
Oh.
And they go up in front of the whole congregation, and they get this award.
Oh, very cool. So that's this Sunday.
Mm. Yeah.
Words
very
for
good.
All types of awards? Or I was just curious. All kinds
What's
of
that?
Awards, Gary? Or?
No, it's just, it's a special thing. It's called okay. Scout Sunday. And that's when they get their award for their religious studies.
Oh, okay.
Oh, very cool.
Good for them.
Very yeah. good. All right. And Gary, if anybody would like to make a donation or would like more information or has children that they would like to get into Scouts, how can they contact you?
Well, they can call me on my phone.
All right.
It's 727-642-9240.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And if they don't like phones, they can text me on that phone, or they can email me at Gary, that's GEARYT, at clearviews, plural, .org.
All right, that's GEART at clearviews.
ERYT.
ERYT, so sorry. Gary T at clearwaterviews.org.
No. Clear views.
Clear views. Oh, okay. My God. Okay, say that again because I just got everybody confused. I'm
yeah,
so
okay.
sorry.
Gary T is G GEARYT at clearviews.org.
All right. Well, thank you, Gary, so much for being on the show today. We actually have to give a call since we've only got this one line to one of our clients.
I'm going to buy you another line.
Thank you. Well, you know, the station actually...
I'll buy him a line.
Thank you. The station got struck by lightning a few weeks back, and that's what happened. The board got struck. And I guess, so the guys came in, and I thought it was fixed today, but they had to order some parts. So it's going to be a couple more days, but hopefully by next week we'll be good.
Okay, good deal. Thank you so much. And Brian, thank you so much for your support. It means a lot.
Thank you, Gary. And I'll work on getting those names and phone numbers for you, okay?
Yeah, just email me. You got my email address?
Yes, I do. Thank you so very much, and you have an awesome day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Gary. Bye-bye. All right. Do we have Ineth on the line? Maybe in a minute. All right, Eric. So tell us how we can get some very good deals at Minuteman Press.
Oh, she's here. We'll talk about that in a minute then.
All right. Ineth, are you there?
I am. Hello.
Hello. Uh-oh. We can't hear her. Okay. Ineth? Nope.
Hi.
Oh, there you are. All right. How are you doing today, Ineth?
I am good. How are you?
Oh, doing really, really well. We're here in the studio. So tell us a little bit about what you have going on today, Ineth.
Okay. Well, I own Flawless by Ineth, Skin Firming and Lipo Laser. I'm very excited. I'm starting a big surprise for new clients. I have a new client special, and I am taking 50% off for new clients so they can come in and try a package. So basically what that means is I'm doing 10 face and neck treatments to diminish wrinkles. And that will be priced at $750. I'm
awesome.
Also doing the regular price is like $14.50. And then I'm doing a special for eyes, for crow's feet, puffy eyes, bags under your eyes, dark circles. That will be 10 treatments, laser treatments, for $350. I'm trying to welcome all of the new clients.
Yes, that is awesome deal. Very awesome deal. And I don't know if you guys can see me on YouTube, but I actually have gotten the treatments Flawless by Ineth, and I am 100% happy. I don't know if you can, because I'm always wearing a mask, but I don't know if you can see anything, but I can tell you my chin is so much tighter. Oh, my gosh.
Was it like shots or something?
It's a laser. It's non-invasive. Oh, you don't have to get put to sleep. You don't have to get a shot of any kind. It's totally, you just lay there, and this warm little light goes all over your face.
It's kind of like a massage. But it's a laser instead.
Well, yeah, so it's non-invasive. You don't have to worry about having any adverse reactions or anything like that. But I can just say that I just can't believe how...
No, it looks very just smooth.
Yeah, and my skin is tight.
Huh,
my skin is much tighter.
It was really great working with you, Tammy. Aww. And just seeing the results. Just seeing the results on you was just amazing. I'm so happy. I'm so happy that I was able to help you reach your goals.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it so much, and I can't say enough about how satisfied I am.
Last like a long time, or how?
Well, Ineth, tell them about how the procedure actually works and
like
the maintaining and all of that stuff.
Yeah.
So, basically. The laser works under the skin at the cellular level to rid the dead cells, and then new cells start to grow, and those new cells start the production of collagen. So like any kind of beauty treatment, you do have to do some maintenance. Typically, my clients come quarterly. I do have some clients that come every 4 or 5 months, but typically it's quarterly, and it's only $60 for maintenance for a session, and a session is about 40 minutes.
Oh, that's not bad.
No, not at all.
What's the upfront, like $700? Is that?
Well, that's for 10 sessions of the beginning, and then all you have to do is come back quarterly. So that's what, four times a year after that?
Yeah, four times.
And that's it.
And you can do anywhere on your face, right? Forehead.
Oh, nose, yeah, the anywhere. Whole face and the neck. She does your whole face and your neck area.
Oh, like the chest, like right here?
Yes.
Oh,
so I can also say that I have a, it's just DNA, dark circles.
My wife does too.
They are so much lighter than what they were. So much.
Yeah, and, you know, I do the whole face and neck. But, you know, sometimes people just want to get their eyes done for the crow's feet. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes people just want to have their forehead done. Mm-hmm. And then I also do lipo laser, which is basically for that stubborn kind of fat that doesn't go away with diet and exercise. Sometimes people have a flabby arm, or sometimes people just have an extra little roll on their tummy that they can't get rid of. We call that the muffin top, and they can't get rid of it. But the laser does break that fat down, and it does get rid of it.
Yes, like all of us ladies who have had children, that little pooch, you can get rid of it. Because no matter how much you work out or do sit-ups or do whatever, it's not going anywhere.
Usually with the lipo laser, per treatment, we get about a half an inch to an inch. I started somebody this week, and I took off 3/4 of an inch the first day.
Awesome.
And then the second day was another half an inch, because I measure everybody, you know, before and after their treatments.
Wow, that's amazing.
That is great.
Yeah. I wouldn't have thought.
And like I said, the best thing about it is it's non-invasive.
Right.
You don't have to have any kind of shots. You don't have to be put to sleep. You are literally in the office, 40, 45 minutes, done.
And you're
right back to work. There's no downtime. There's nothing. You're fine. There's no redness.
No swelling. No bruising.
No. There's nothing.
No freezing.
It's almost like a miracle. You walk in and come out a different person.
Right. Like, it really is unbelievable. And if you were to go to Ineth's website, some of the before and after, like, you wouldn't believe it. And I've actually met these people, so I can attest that this is 100% true, and myself as well. But, like, especially the neck on certain people, you know, women of a certain age, we have to worry about that. It really stinks, but it's just a fact. And, you know, it's unbelievable. The results from the laser.
It's so comfortable. It's so comfortable. People really enjoy it because it's very relaxing. I literally have people who fall asleep on me all the time.
I would believe that.
Yes. I just talk too much, but
it's probably like a massaging.
Well, it is. It's like, it's warm.
It is.
It's warm, and she's. It is. It's totally like a massage. It's going over your face and your neck, and it's very relaxing.
And it's warm.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah.
Well, I had somebody yesterday. It was a gentleman, and he fell asleep, and then he woke up, and I said, "Okay, you're all done." And he goes, "But you didn't do this side of my face." I said, "Yes, I did." I was sleeping.
That's cute.
That's nice. I'll go in, take a little nap, and come out refreshed.
Right? Wow. That's awesome.
You take a nap, and you wake up beautiful.
Right? Yes.
You wake up flawless.
Yes, flawless. Literally. I love it.
Come nap with me.
Yes, for sure.
Wow.
And tell us where you're located at.
That's interesting.
I'm in Palm Harbor. I'm right on Route 19 North. I'm between Nebraska and I'm just before Alderman. There is an O'Reilly Auto Parts in front of my building, and my building is called the Swope Law Firm Building.
Yep, very easy to find. It's right before you get up to Alderman, on the right-hand side if you're going north, and it is literally directly behind the O'Reilly's, right behind it.
How's your business going lately? That the COVID's starting to get a little better. Are you starting to do a little better out there, or just curious? I just like asking people that question because I always like to hear the answer. They're doing better, but
yeah. Well, you know, honestly, I've been pretty busy for the last couple of weeks,
nice.
And I usually like to see 4 or 5 people in a day, but I literally in the past 2 weeks have been seeing 7 and 8 people a day.
Wow.
Very cool.
So, you know, I mean, the COVID numbers are going down. I go to great lengths to keep the room sanitized and clean. I am double masked. I have glasses. I have gloves. And I sanitize the room in between everybody. I have a UVC sanitizing light. You know, I have Lysol, I have Clorox, I have everything clean, so it's, you know, safe for, you know, not only the patients that are coming in. When I'm asking them to wear a mask unless I'm working around their mouth, when obviously I could not. But I want to keep it safe for all of the patients as well as for myself. You know, everybody should be able to feel comfortable and know that everything's being taken care of.
Absolutely. It's immaculate in there.
Yeah, and it wouldn't be cleaner than a laser, too, though. I mean, really, right?
It was one of the best things I've done. That's all I can say.
Yeah, I might have to look it up.
It really is. I'm very, very, very happy with the results. I just love Ineth. She's an awesome person. She's so much fun. She makes you feel at ease. She explains every single thing to you so you know exactly what's going on. And again, it's just non-invasive. Like, you just don't even realize how much benefit you're getting from this laser, that it's not putting you out at all. Right. There's no downtime. There's nothing.
The part I heard, I like it. So, and just
Tammy,
maintenance for $60.
And Tammy, you know, just to add one thing, you do see immediate results. There's a series of treatments. But if you remember back to your first one, mm-hmm. we did your before and after picture after your first session, and you were able to see immediate results.
Oh, for sure. Like every single time, but especially like the tightness in my, like, and it doesn't just like keep, like, it's not just after, like, oh, this is all that's going to happen. Like the next morning when I would wake up, I can tell my skin is tighter than it even was after I had the treatment yesterday.
Like,
you know,
you're
20. You can really see it and you can feel it. It's immediate.
Huh.
And
it's very,
it also
awesome.
Tightens your pores.
Yes.
It minimizes your pores.
Yes.
minimizes your pores.
That's really interesting.
It also will help with acne scarring if somebody has acne scarring.
Wow.
Awesome. Yes. Huh. And I can say another thing, too. I have this scar above my eye, which you can't really see the scar, but I know it's there. But it has diminished, because what was happening, I could see where I'm getting older, and there was like a crepey skin around the scar.
Oh, okay, I got you.
It's so much tighter. Like, it's almost like when it first happened.
Yeah, you can't even look
so
down.
Much tighter.
You know, the technology behind this laser is just unsurpassed. It's, you know, I have various different wands that I use for different body parts, and I always feel like it's the magic wand.
It
you
is.
Know?
It I is. Love it.
That's what it sounds like.
Seriously.
Magic wand.
If I were Ineth, I'd be in there like every week doing myself.
Right.
I actually do myself.
Right? Well, yeah, because like there's no pain, there's nothing. It's awesome.
Like you're taking a shave.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, let me work on this little wrinkle right here.
Yeah, you can really get obsessed with it.
Yeah.
So it's probably a good thing I don't have it, because
right?
I definitely would be.
Trying out my hand, my elbow.
Right? Oh, there's my knee. My knee has a wrinkle on it.
I got half my body done, you know. Until the point you come out, you're 5 years old.
But after you start doing it, you do sort of, like you just said, look at my knee. After you see your results, I mean, people, once I'm working on them, like, and they see what's happening with their face and neck, they're like, do you think you could fix my arms?
Right.
And all of a sudden, they've come in for one thing, and then they realize, wow, this really works. What about this body part? What about this area?
Yes. Huh. I absolutely agree.
And with the 50% off, with the new client special,
it's a great deal.
You know, people are really excited about it.
Yes, sure. It's a great deal. Like, you cannot beat that. You really cannot. Really cannot. And I got to say, Ineth also has this awesome referral program. Like, if you bring her some people, she will take care of you. Believe me when I say that. More than you could ever even possibly imagine.
That's good.
Yes.
Man, I do. I give free treatments for referrals.
Right? Like, that's great.
You can't get better than that. That's awesome.
Yes.
So when you come here, it's great for you to tell all your friends. I have one client who literally I've gotten, I think, 6 referrals for her. She doesn't even have to pay for maintenance for a year and a half.
All right.
That's a good sales.
That is.
Right there. Yeah.
That's awesome. And also here today, Tommy and I got your new commercial working. So we're almost done with it. Tommy's just got to tweak it a little bit. And I'll be able to be sending that to you. Yeah. So also, nice. We were supposed to have Carrie on today, which is the jingle guy that Brian was speaking of earlier.
Yeah. Yeah.
But with our lightning problem, we can only have one person on the phone at a time. So, but Carrie wrote a jingle for Ineth.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, very cool.
Yep, and
Carrie wrote a great jingle.
Yeah.
He wrote a great jingle for me. I'm so pleased with it.
I got to say,
I have played it.
Right? It's been stuck in my head, though. I was singing it this morning. Flawless by Ineth.
I played it.
That's good.
You'll be fresh-faced and flawless.
Yes, like it is. It's stuck in my head, and that's exactly what you want when you have a jingle. That's exactly what
Sometimes
you want.
Sometimes when you're going to bed, though, you're like, I need to go to bed.
Oh, right? Like, why did I get this stuck in my head?
Yeah.
Makes me think of you always.
I played it for my networking groups and sent it out to friends of mine, you know, before we were ready to go live with it to get opinions.
Uh-huh.
And everybody kept saying to me, oh my God, it's stuck in my head.
Yes, right? Yes. And like I said, that's exactly what you want. I mean, exactly.
Exactly.
Yes. Because I'm always thinking of you.
For sure. And they'll be like,
I don't know if you've ever seen, oh my gosh, I can't even remember the name of the company, which is terrible. I just remember the commercial. It was these guys, they do construction, Bay Area construction or something like that, Bay Area something. But anyways, they did this silly commercial, and it was just the guys who worked there, right? And in the commercial, they would all three, there was three of them always, they would stand in the front, and they would just, like, laugh really loud and funny at the end of it. And everybody would be talking about that commercial because it was silly, but, like, everybody remembered it. I remembered it for years now. Like, I can still picture them. They were wearing orange, like, clothes, but it stuck in my head because it was just silly.
That's what you want.
Yeah.
Well, that was like the Budweiser commercial with the frogs.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. They've had some good ones over the years.
They have had some good ones.
The lizard one. I remember the lizard one. When they said, what's up? Yes. That, everybody was saying that, like, everywhere.
That was, like, right after the Spuds dog, too, or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They've had some memorable ones. Coca-Cola has had some memorable ones.
Yes.
They do very good marketing, I gotta say.
Dr. Pepper?
Oh, yeah, Dr. Pepper. Yep.
Definitely.
I remember 7-Up commercials, which you don't see too many anymore.
No,
the Un-Cola.
Yeah. I've had that stuff. I haven't had someone up in years.
Yeah, because when I was a kid, you know, I wasn't allowed to drink Coke because I used to get cystitis, which is a bladder infection all the time. So I could only drink clear stuff.
Oh,
so I was always drinking 7-Up or, you know, something. But I just remember those commercials because they were the Uncola. And my mom, she was
Uncool.
Right? And my mom and dad used to collect a lot of Coca-Cola stuff and things like that. But I remember they had the 7-Up glasses. You know how they make the flute of the top of the glass bigger for Coca-Cola. Remember the old glasses?
Yep.
Like the old time ones?
Yeah.
7-Up did the opposite. They put the bigger part at the bottom and it said Uncola on it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't think. But I drank many of
them. Well, they made it sound really cool that it was the Uncola.
Yes, and I remember they used to pop the top and you would hear that sound of the soda, like it was so refreshing.
Yeah.
Yes. Like you're sitting by the pool.
Who knows? Maybe Carrie wrote that one too.
You never know. He's been doing it a long time.
A
he's gotten awards for writing all these jingles and stuff. Yeah, he's been doing it a long time. I really wish we could have had you guys on together.
Good.
Yeah, he is. Actually, he wrote a couple for a couple of my other clients as well. And Brian's been really talking to a lot of our clients about him too. So he's got several more that he's got to do.
That's awesome. Sounds like he's like real good at it too, though.
Yeah, you know, and like he'll have the little music, like he does it all himself. So he doesn't have to have any outside people or, you know, he can do it right then and there. Literally, he wrote one here on the spot. Like for one of my clients, and we did
he's
it on the air.
Very quick.
Oh, so yeah,
he's, that's his gift. He's
gift like we did it right on the air. I mean, it was for Red Rooster Antiques, which I miss you today, Adam. I don't know what happened to you. You were supposed to come visit me today, but that's okay. I'll stop by and see you soon, Adam, at Red Rooster Antiques on US 19. Actually, right down the road from you, Ines.
Is it?
Yeah, he's before you.
I'll have to stop in.
Yeah, he's before you. I know you're newer to this area, but everybody kind of knows Dan's fans on US 19. If you were coming from your place there.
Oh, yeah, I know where that is.
Yeah, if you were coming from your place, you would be going south on US 19. He'd be on your left-hand side, and he's right next door to Dan's fans.
Yep, I know where he's at.
Yep.
I'll stop in.
Yeah, he's right after Curlew. Yeah, they have some awesome stuff in there. Really, really nice guys. I love talking to him and CJ. They're very knowledgeable in their field, which, I mean, they know a little bit about everything.
Oh, jack of all trades.
They really do. So
I will definitely stop in. It's close to my house.
Yeah, they have really cool stuff
in there.
They have, I mean, just so much stuff. And he's such a sweetheart. I was
in there. Bring him on.
The other day, I was dropping off some books and just chatting and everything. And I was like, oh my gosh, I love this little bunny. It was so cute. It's Peter Rabbit with the little girl bunny sitting next to him.
Yeah.
He's like, take it. I'm like, no.
Wow.
He's like, no, really, take it. That's just take
it.
Yeah, they're awesome.
And
actually, also, if anybody out there that's listening has any antiques or, I mean, they have a lot, just everything, but jewelry, like cameos, things like that. Like my grandma was a cameo collector. So, but they know they can give you an appraisal, you know, like bring some stuff in and be like, hey, you know, I have no idea. Like this is my grandma's stuff. I don't know what anything is worth.
Like kind of like a pawn stuff.
They just know so much about so many different things. I mean, they have this bust in the front, which there's a debate. That's what they call it. It's the head of, I think it's Andrew Jackson. But there is a debate on who it is between a couple people. But Adam also thinks it's Andrew Jackson, but it's made of marble, 100% marble. Yeah, I learned some cool stuff.
Huh.
Like if when you touch, you can, that's how you can always tell that something is actually real marble because some things look like marble and they're really not. But if you touch it and it's cold, marble just stays cold.
Okay, I did not.
Yes.
Know that.
Yeah. So every time I go in there, I always touch it. I mean, it's like cold.
Okay. Learn something new every day.
Yeah, but they have that in the front.
Well,
I
have some stuff to bring there and have them look at. I'm glad that we're having this conversation.
Yeah, that's what
too.
I'm saying. They
Thinking
have. I have some cameos that were my grandmother's that I'm going to bring in for him to take a look at, just, you know, to give me an idea of what is what, because I have no idea. You know, I know some of them are super old, so I don't know.
No, I got like old Avon stuff. You know
I mean? You know, that there's a huge market for that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
there is actually a really big market. You would not believe how much some of those, like the ones that are shaped like things, like the cologne bottles.
Yeah, I got like a car, I got like a motorcycle.
Yeah, those are worth some money sometimes.
Yeah, my mom sold it, so she'd take me around as a kid.
See, my grandma used to just buy it. So
she bought some too.
Yeah, she was always buying Avon. I remember the car. There was a car. Yeah. There was all kind of different ones for the men, especially. Well, women, they, you know what she gave me is one of my most prized possessions in the universe, even though it's, I don't have a clue how much it's worth, but it was a bride because my grandmother passed away before I got married and everything, of course. But that was what she always said. Like, I'm going to give this to you on your wedding day. It was beautiful. Avon made it. It was a, it looked like a porcelain bride, like all white.
I bet that's worth some money.
Yeah. And it still has the cologne in it. And it, like,
funny.
I,
most
yeah.
Sal got the cologne. I don't
but
know
I just
it
saved
is,
it. I, but. Oh gosh. It was Honesty or Honestly or some cologne, Sweet Honesty was an Avon cologne. But yeah, I kept that just because, you know, it reminds me of her, but
for sure. No, I could keep that forever.
Yeah,
but
that was
nice
the Avon.
To go see what it's worth, though. Yep. I never knew Avon was like.
I know
money.
Things like if you have boxes for things, always save the box, guys.
I do. I have
always
some boxes. Somewhere. I think I do.
Seriously, that bring they people okay. will buy just the box.
Really?
Okay. Oh, if you have like a
boxes.
Rolex box, it doesn't matter if there's there nothing in it. It doesn't even have to be in good condition. People will pay. I've seen people pay $200 just for a box.
Wow.
For a box.
I believe it. I believe it, so they can put, because they lost the box.
Yeah, well, my dad was a big collector on certain things, and he taught me that when I was really small. Basically, I had every Barbie known to man, but he kept all of the boxes. We had this loft up in our garage.
Smart man.
And he kept all the boxes for all of it. I mean, every single piece. And my brother's stuff, too, and it's worth a lot now.
Okay.
Star Wars toys. That yeah, they were from the original movie, the people. My dad was like, I mean, actually, he was kind of anal, honestly, but he knew the little pieces, like those little guys, they would have like a little gun and they would right, have a backpack right. and they would have, he knew every piece to every single thing. He would sit there for hours and put the stickers on with tweezers.
Oh boy, he was Star Wars fan,
oh,
big time.
Well,
Star
yes,
Wars
he was just, he was
Wars
a
fan.
Perfectionist. He okay. was in the service for many years. He was in the Air Force and that, like he literally cleaned the tile with a toothbrush. And he would wake us up in the summer to help.
Oh,
so yeah, that
oh,
was interesting. But
what are we doing? Yeah, what are we doing Saturday? We're scrubbing the floor.
I mean, he wasn't always like that. You know what I mean? But
right,
yeah. I was taught you take care
That's
of
good.
Your things. Like you invest. These are investments. You know,
yeah.
And they. I
good
saw
advice.
That Millennium Falcon. My brother has it to this day.
Nice.
Somebody paid $1,200 for it.
Wow.
$1,200, and if you had the box, guess how much. $3,000.
I was going to say $2,000.
$3,000 on eBay. I saw it.
Good Lord.
Isn't that crazy?
Wow, that is crazy.
Yep, for a toy, for a piece of plastic.
I've heard people throwing things out, though, and just, and, you know, they know about the box thing so much. I figured, yeah, a little
oh,
bit.
Oh, yeah,
but
boxes
but I think,
are
but I think
very
I got some
important.
Boxes, like in a separate box. I hate to say
See,
it.
There you go.
A separate box in a box, you know, but.
All right, Ina, tell us how we can get in touch with you one more time.
I'm going to throw them away.
Well, the website is www.inathe.com, and you can call or text me at 732-685-7176. Again, it's 732-685-7176.
All right.
That's great, Imus. And, you know, our deal we did with you, I got to tell you, like when we say we care, like when we met you, Tammy said, I'm going to do what it takes to make Imus money.
Imus.
And I won the carrot cake. And I won the carrot cake, the big carrot cake.
Yes,
Remember?
You did.
I know. How was
it? And everybody was fantastic. And everybody was trying to barter with me to trade. Remember?
Yes, they were.
The
but like if you think of what our deal we did
well.
Is, right,
everybody loves her cake. The Enchanted Baker.
Okay.
She does everything.
Yes.
And our deal with you is we paid you, right, in cash, whatever, a credit card. Is that right, Tammy? And then we asked you for no money. Isn't that true?
That's right.
Right. So you got to admit, that's a pretty good deal. How many people do you think would say no to that deal?
Exactly.
Okay. So anyhow, just we wanted to let you know we do care about you. That's what Tammy was trying to show you. She really, she loves you. Everybody loves you.
And I had such a great time working with Tammy. And I'm looking forward to the coupon book.
That's
yes,
it.
Yes, we're excited.
Okay, so anyhow, we got to go to our next caller. Want you to know that Tammy
okay,
really...
Okay, have a great day.
Thank you, Ineth. You have a wonderful day.
Ineth, just bye. Know that you're loved. That's all. You're a great person.
Aw, thank you.
Okay, we're going to go to our next caller. You there,
hello?
Oscar?
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, think of that deal, Oscar. We pay someone. They don't pay us. We give them a radio commercial. And we give them a radio interview, and we get no money.
How do I sign up for that?
Oh, I know. And that's a deal, right?
Heck yeah.
Absolutely.
Huh? Right. Could you imagine someone saying no to that? And then I thought about it, like, you know, that shows you care for a customer is when you're willing to do a deal like that. And that's why Tammy has such a big heart. You know, she was willing to take money and pay someone to do business with us. So kudos to Tammy.
That's great.
And then I'd like to real quick before I forget is bcccoupons.com. Go there. We have a website, bcccoupons.com. And then we have something that we're doing with a ministry in Kenya that we're going to announce next week that's going forward. And Paul is in charge of that, and he's doing a great job. And he's going to be running a ministry actually flying out to Kenya. So we're going to have photos and film from him being out there working the ministry. That's pretty cool too, huh, Oscar?
Yeah, definitely.
And the name of the website is bcccoupons.com. So tell us what you do, Oscar.
Yes, so here at Get Covered, we do health insurance, mostly through the marketplace. So people, you know as Obamacare, or Obamacare, Trumpcare. It's basically the government gives you a subsidy based on your income, and you can qualify for really, really good plans, something that could cost you, upwards of $200, $300, even up to like $1,000 a month, and people can get these plans for free.
Yes.
So,
how do you go about that?
Yeah. Got a good deal.
That's great. So, Oscar, you're with Get Covered USA. You work with Jeff Mercado.
That's correct, yep.
All right. Yeah, I love Jeff. His baby's so beautiful. And they're just, it's an awesome organization. Seriously, if you guys have any questions about insurance or what is going on or what the changes are right now, you have really...
health insurance, right?
Yes, health insurance.
I'm going to have to get with
any
you.
Health insurance. 727-417-5534.
Tell us about working with Jeff.
That's right. Yep.
And how great he is, how he just recently had a child. Field, so. You talk about a mom and pop operation. He has a wonderful wife. He's a wonderful person. Oscar, tell us about working with Jeff.
Oh, it's amazing. It's like having a best friend for a boss. You know, if anything comes up, you know, he really is just there to help out, and he's here for the community for the most part.
Yeah, he really is. I've known Jeff for years now. He's just a great human being. And I got to say, him and his wife are the best looking couple I know. And they have the most beautiful baby. His wife, I'm telling you, she could be a model. She is freaking gorgeous. She is absolutely gorgeous. Like, gorgeous. All right, guys, if you have any insurance questions for all the changes we have going on right now, which is a lot, people are confused about their insurance, 727-417-5534, that's Get Covered USA, and they will seriously help you, they will answer your questions, and they will guide you in the direction you need to go. They are very knowledgeable. Thank you so much, Oscar. We literally are running out of time right now, but I would love to have you on when we have more time.
Oscar, just tell us in closing what you think of working with Jeff and what you do there with the life and health and dental.
It just feels great to, help other people. And really, it's just very transparent, making people save money every month. It's amazing. I mean, they love it. We love it. It just feels great. Great management and great company. It's a mom and pop, like you said. So it's great to support a small business.
All right. Thank you so much, Oscar. You have an awesome day. Tell Jeff we said hello. 727-417-5534, Get Covered USA.
WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR, Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.